In the first quarter of 2021 here at Bechtle AG. I am very happy indeed to see that you are interested in our company, and as was the case last year, or rather in March, we are happy to welcome our international guests, and this conference is being translated simultaneously into English, and in the Q&A session you can ask your questions both in English and in German. So a warm welcome to everybody. Over the past weekend, temperatures here in Germany finally reached the levels we expect from the month of May. Spring is in full swing now, and at Bechtle we like to be ahead of our time. So we already reached our all-time highs for all KPIs as early as March 31st. I'm sure you will have read our reports from earlier this morning. My presentation is divided into four major parts. As usual, we are going to start with business development, and we're going to speak about the key financials of the first quarter of 2021. And then, of course, we are going to take a look at our share price development and we are on a good track, long-term view. Then in the section concerned with our highlights, we look at the most important strategic and qualitative non-financial results that I would like to speak about. And finally, we're going to close by giving you an outlook on the current financial year 2021, speaking about the fundamentals and our targets this year. But first of all, let us start with our business development. The first quarter of 2021 continued to be dominated by the COVID pandemic. But just like in the previous two quarters, we found the Bechtle business model to be robust and not just reliable. It facilitates profitable growth even in a difficult environment. This becomes obvious when we look at the first chart, revenue for the group and the operating business segments. In Q1, we experienced excellent top-line growth of 11.4% or 10.4% in organic terms. The segmental view also shows a positive trend that is similar growth dynamics in both segments. The IT System House and Managed Services segment continues to be our growth engine with growth of 22.4%. The System House companies abroad did particularly well. But IT e-commerce too experienced significant growth at 8.5%. Our German operations in particular showed strong growth at 19.8%. So the trend in our trading companies continues to develop in the right direction. Since Q3 of 2020, the only way has been up. Let us now take a look at revenue trends in the different regions. As you can see in the chart, in Germany, revenues grow at a rate of 12.4%, driven by consistently high demand from our public sector clients. The positive trend becomes even clearer when we consider our companies abroad, even clearer than by looking at the operating business segments. At 9.8%, we experienced almost double-digit revenue growth here, and our French colleagues in particular made an important contribution to this success story. And just to remind you, we are measuring up to Q1 2020, a very successful quarter for both segments and all regions. We hardly saw any impact of the pandemic at the time. And against this backdrop, our recent growth rates seem all the more impressive. Let us now turn to the profit side at segment level and take a closer look at our EBIT development. In the item System House and Managed Services segment, we were able to grow our EBIT by 26.4% in the period under review. The margin increased by 40 basis points to 4.2%. In this segment, the cost savings realized in the previous quarters had a stronger impact. In addition, the share of services continued to rise. In the IT e-commerce segment, EBIT grew by 4.6% with a slightly reduced margin of 3.9%. The reason for this was an above average increase of cost of materials. The main impact here came from risk provisioning measures implemented in Q1, aiming to mitigate global supply shortages of IT manufacturers. At 4.1%, the group EBIT margin was clearly above the level of the previous year. When interpreting these figures, we must, however, take into account that the first quarter of 2021 was the last to experience the positive year-on-year effect of COVID-related cost savings. We'll conclude the financials review by looking at operating cash flow, which continues to be very positive. In Q1, operating cash flow was at 20.6 million euros, and thus, as you can see in the slide, on par with the high level achieved last year. Two factors were decisive in this respect. When it came to reducing accounts receivable, we not only repeated the previous year's success, but even outperformed it. This can be considered a remarkable success of our working capital management efforts in particular. What is more, we were able to reduce the outflow of funds from inventory build-up. In the previous year, one reason why inventories had been so high had been the high number of returns in March 2020 caused by a frequent lack of staff in our customers' incoming goods departments at the beginning of the pandemic. We already reported on this fact in earlier meetings. Free cash flow increased from 7.8 million to 11.8 million euros, and thus by more than 50%. The important message is our cash flow and working capital improvements will have a long-term effect. Let us now look at our headcount. At March 31st, 2021, 12,306 people worked for Bechtle, which equals a year-on-year increase of 4.6 or 538 heads. Thus, the increase in staff numbers is noticeable but quite moderate, which is certainly appropriate in such uncertain times. What these numbers don't tell you is that we have also focused on training and upskilling measures for our existing staff. We invested heavily in their skills, especially during the time of the pandemic, in order to be optimally prepared for any future challenges in the IT world. And now let us take a look at the performance of our Bechtle share.
During the first quarter of 2021, at the stock exchanges, possibly in the hope for a quicker end of the coronavirus pandemic, it was especially those securities that had performed particularly well in 2020 that came under pressure. This mainly concerned the tech industry in general and, of course, Bechtle in particular. And so, in February, our share price, same as most other tech securities, came under pressure in the context of the so-called industry rotation. From March onwards, however, the share price already began stabilizing, showing only a slight downward trend. The current share price, of course, to put this in positive terms, has some room on the upside, as they like to say. The median for the share price, according to our analysts, is at 185 euros. And that figure, which, given the strong start of the year, is not leaving us feeling uncomfortable. Let us now, as usual, turn to what we consider non-financial special developments that occurred during the first quarter, ladies and gentlemen. The year is still young, and yet there have already been a number of strategic or operative highlights that I would like to mention here. From our point of view, these were the most important topics. Let's begin by taking a look at our cloud activities. In February, we stepped up our partnership with Amazon Web Services by embarking on a strategic partnership. The idea behind this is to support customers in implementing individual cloud strategies and in developing highly agile IT solutions. Specifically, customers will benefit from a comprehensive service offering and an extensive scope of cloud projects, as well as from a fast migration to the Amazon Web Services platform. This is a multi-year agreement which covers all of Germany, Austria, and Switzerland and is primarily geared toward small and medium-sized companies and public sector clients. The next highlight concerns an area of particularly great importance, IT security. For some time now, Bechtle AG has been successfully qualified as an APT response service provider, and APT here stands for Advanced Persistent Threat. That means that we successfully support the operators of so-called critical infrastructure in defending against and overcoming advanced persistent threat attacks. Since the end of March, the German Federal Office for Information Security has included Bechtle in their public list of certified security service providers. Thus, we are now one of just 15 companies in total to be included in that list. The next item concerns an aspect of great importance to us, business with public sector clients, and also the connection to cloud business. Bechtle has been awarded 9 lots in the European tender of the so-called Open Clouds for Research Environments project. This is a framework agreement that runs until 2024, and it helps facilitate access to commercial cloud services for researchers and research institutions. And this offer has been available since January. It's being offered via national research and education networks. Bechtle serves as a framework agreement partner and as such provides a highly scalable infrastructure as a service offering by IONOS Cloud and Microsoft Azure, as well as related cloud services. The framework agreements concluded with Bechtle provide universities and research facilities not only in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, but also in the Benelux countries, Spain, Great Britain, and Ireland with access to modern and secure cloud services. Now, to conclude, let me mention another development that, to be quite honest, was quite unexpected, but at the same time very positive. It was unexpected because while we have spent years consistently investing in our brand, we had not been measuring just how successful we were in doing this. Kantar, an international marketing consulting firm, has done this now, and on March 11, they published their annual ranking of the most valuable German brands. With an estimated brand value of almost $1.6 billion, Bechtle has not only made it onto this ranking for the first time, but having achieved position 37, Bechtle was also named the best newcomer. In all modesty, for an exclusively B2B brand such as Bechtle, this is remarkable. And at the same time, it is indicative of the quality of our branding. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we already come to the outlook. On March 19, we published our forecast for the financial year. Not all that much time has passed since then, so on the one hand, you won't be surprised to hear that today we can confirm that forecast. On the other hand, I am, of course, aware that the figures for the first quarter are very strong and that they might possibly have justified an increase of our guidance. But at this point in time, fairly early in the year, we decided against this for the following reasons. It is true that in the first quarter, Bechtle has managed to cope fairly well with the delivery difficulties in the IT industry. However, this issue can be expected to stay with us for quite some time and thus continues to represent a major uncertainty for the entire IT industry. Furthermore, last year, it was from this time of the year onwards that we had already been seeing similarly positive effects on our cost structures due to the coronavirus, which means that starting from the second quarter, it will be these high figures that we'll be comparing against. Now, these pronounced delivery bottlenecks that we have mentioned repeatedly also continue to materialize. By now, there is talk that these problems could stay with us through the end of the year and even beyond. And at this point, allow me to mention an interesting interview that Michael Dell gave to today's Handelsblatt. Amongst other things, they address this very issue. By way of our response to the situation, we have been increasing our stock levels in order to ensure availability for as long as possible. Plus, we have close ties to OEMs and distributors, which in this situation has proven to be of particular value. Nevertheless, this does, of course, continue to entail a certain risk for the coming quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, all in all, despite the uncertainties that I have mentioned, thanks to our great success in this first quarter, we have been given additional strength and we continue to view the current year, fiscal year, in an optimistic light. So much for now and thank you for your attention. I look forward to any questions you might have.